From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The human brain has been studied by other human brains for centuries. It's been sliced, tested, measured, and x-rayed. And today there's a new wrinkle in brain research. A study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences links to a video. NPR's Michelle Trudeau reports that the movies show us the human brain developing from early childhood into young adulthood.
You can watch the videos, too. They're published today on the Internet by the Laboratory of Neuroimaging at UCLA. Neuroscientist Paul Thompson and his colleagues took brain scans of healthy children and teens over a 10-year period and created 10-second-long 3D color videos showing how the human brain grows up.
This is the first time-lapse movie of human brain development, and so what it does is it captures in video format the growth rates and the changes that take place during development from the ages of 4 years of age through the ages of 21 years of age.
Brain development made visible. Watch these videos and you see growth spurts in different areas of the brain occurring over 17 years of development. These films were made by Thompson and his colleagues at UCLA and the National Institute of Mental Health by taking multiple MRI brain scans of 13 healthy youngsters every 2 years, then by averaging the brain growth of the decade of snapshots, a composite model of healthy brain development was produced. Speed up those time-sequenced pictures, and striking patterns of age-specific development emerge. Thompson describes the major milestones of the transforming brain seen on the videos.
So what you see in these time-lapse movies is a tremendous rate of growth in early childhood in the areas that control vision and sensation.
Touch, sight, physical feelings, the most basic functions of very young children. It's no surprise, says Thompson, that these are some of the first parts of the cortex to complete their development.
And then as the children go into middle school and a little bit older, the areas involved in language are growing extremely rapidly. And then in the late teens, going into high school, you see areas that are involved in inhibition and self-control really growing the fastest.
So the brain centers for planning, self-reflection, judgment are the last to develop, paralleling the cognitive and behavioral maturity that typically emerges as teenagers become adults. Now, although these videos are from brain scans of only 13 young people, the sequence of brain development is the same in all the subjects. But there was a gender difference in the timing of brain growth spurts.
Girls really have the same sequence of growth as the boys, but it looks to be about a year and a half, very similar to physical development. The brain actually seems to grow more rapidly in girls than boys, but then the boys tend to catch up a little bit later.
Now, one of the mysteries of the human brain is that healthy development means both an increase in brain tissue and a loss of brain tissue. Paul Thompson explains.
There's this rapid increase, actually in a fatty substance that insulates the brain cells, and so the brain is bulking up.
This insulation, called myelin, allows brain cells to communicate very efficiently with one another, over 1,000 times faster than brain cells without the insulating myelin.
At the same time, some of the connections between cells are being pruned away. So just like pruning a hedge, you're sort of cutting away and tidying up some of the exuberant connections that are not needed. So in general, you have a speed up in the rate at which brain cells can speak to each other, and also a gentle elimination of the connections that are not being used.
Neurobiologist Carla Schatz from Harvard Medical School adds that experience and use help brain cells grow and survive, referring to this process as the use-it-or-lose-it theme of brain development. It's not known what drives the pruning of the brain, but in certain diseases, such as autism or childhood schizophrenia, the normal pruning process of brain cells seems to have gone awry.
One of the wonderful benefits of these imaging methods is that one can begin to get a sense of normal baseline developmental time points, especially because without those, one really doesn't know how to put disorders of brain development in any context.
Additionally, in a paper published last year, Thompson and his colleagues, again using time-lapse videos, identified some provocative brain changes in patients with Alzheimer's disease.
The brain develops in a certain sequence in childhood, and it degenerates in the opposite sequence, with the areas that are last to develop being the first to degenerate with Alzheimer's.
Thompson says the research team next wants to do brain scans of many more children and teens to get a more detailed picture of the enormously complex process of normal human brain development. Michelle Trudeau, NPR News.
There's a link to the brain videos at our website, npr.org.